Oh, the cops. The cops are here. They're going to come and join us. So
I'll just wave at them.
So this is hello.
Hi.
Oh. We're recording our podcast picnic style.
Podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about neighbors. It's about neighbors, the show. It's called Neighbors.
Yeah. Subscribe. But we'll make sure we're gone before curfew.
Yeah, we're nearly finished.
Yeah.
Is that your cars over there?
Yeah, it is.
The ones that right in the corner?
Yeah.
I was like looking at them and I'm by myself. We ran the regos and it was coming up like local addresses, but I'm like, I'm new this area, I'm from Eltham.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know what's going on or...
Yeah, mine's like, the Volkswagen and she's the... Yeah.
That's a very good question. We didn't think of that.
So what sort of podcast is it?
So we watch the show Neighbours, the soap opera, and then we recap it. Yeah. And we've been doing it for 7 years.
Wow.
And we've
done it... That reminds me of?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably getting recorded now, but there was this podcast I listened to a few years ago. It's called The Worst Idea of All Time.
Oh.
Yeah, That's a good joke. And I'm not being condescending, I promise. And it's these two New Zealand comedians who, I think they were nobodies at the time.
Yeah.
And they watched this movie called Grown Ups 2.
Oh yeah. My God.
And they watched it every week for a year.
Right.
And after every viewing, they had to review it.
That's awesome. I love that.
By like episode 30 or 40 and they were like, oh, I didn't think Adam Sandler's performance was that bad. I didn't think he put in a big effort. And because neither of them had watched Grown Ups 1, they had to speculate. Like, I wonder if this is a joke from the previous movie and all the rest of it.
Oh my God, I love that.
But it got to, like, that was good. And then I think they got a little bit too far because then they started doing Sex in the City 2. But I think they have to watch it for 2 years.
That's amazing. Oh, my God. That's a terrible movie.
Yeah. I lost interest after that, but I just thought that was so
That's really funny.
And they did this big viewing with, like, all their supporters by then. They had a cinema booked out where they watched Grown Ups 1 for the first time.
I love this.
Funny,
what a reveal.
That's hilarious. I want to listen to that. But, yeah, we've been doing it for 7 years, and then when we've been locked down, we've been doing it remotely. Yeah.
And
then now that we're allowed to have... picnics. We're like, well, we can do it outside.
Yeah.
So,
but we're both parents, and so we can't do it like in the daylight. Yeah, because we have to parent.
Can you put it on Apple Podcasts? This week?
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah, Neighbours.
So Neighbours.
So
Neighbours.
Yeah.
Neighbours. The
Neighbours
recap podcast.
Yeah, that's hot.
She's CJ and I'm Vaya.
Yeah.
Which you would know because you ran our plates.
Oh no, because that's under Catherine. Oh no.
So you're missing someone.
Kate, yeah, Kate, yes.
Well,
because
we can't do three households.
We can't do three households.
Wow. Who would have thought in some back, dark ass, you're the only people in Victoria obeying the rules.
Where we are.
All right, I'll subscribe to it.
Thank you.
What was your name, sir?
Daniel.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Oh, we will shout you out on the next episode.
And Neighbours has a rotunda like this, but we call it the murder rotunda because, like, someone got shot there.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're like, we're here in the murder rotunda.
Yeah.
Well, the actual place we get to film isn't that far away.
Well, Nunawading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't recorded down there, but we have been there. We did a photo shoot in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
It doesn't show me how many supporters you've got here.
No, they don't show you that.
I don't think they show it anymore, but it's going pretty well, but a lot of our listeners are in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's massive there, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we get about 1,000 a week listening.
I was born in Manchester, and so, like, I grew up with UK TV over here and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And, like, my nana would always ring up and go, oh, do you watch Neighbours?
Yeah.
My parents don't watch Neighbours. They watch Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they don't watch Coronation Street anymore. They're watching Neighbours. Like,
yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Is it okay if we keep a clip of you talking on this?
Okay,
good. Just want to say I'm asking your permission. That's right.
Yeah.
But we have to go because it's curfew soon. So we have to wrap it up and do Citizen of the Week or Citizen
we
of the Week.
We can't be like a police officer. Daniel said it was. Yeah. Did you get rid of those other people? Because they were a bit not okay.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they left. That's
okay.
The
All right. Yeah, there you go.
They gave a little lick at the end, but, you know.
Oh, really?
Everyone's at their wit's end. Like,
oh, it's so rough.
Is it tomorrow we've got the world record for being locked in?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think it's already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the police used to be in the punching bags anyway.
Oh, man.
You know, if he feels better about it, then so be it. But
it's, yeah.
We've got some PSOs that are coming down. You'll see, like, some buses, not minibuses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'll probably see about three minibuses rolling through. I'm sort of the first one here. But
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just let them know we're normal. Yeah.
We'll just got to do sitters another week. And then
I was just going off road. I'm like, I don't know where I'm driving here. And ended up on some path and then...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, there's a bike path. It basically goes to the city, but I think it'll get a bit weird for you in the car.
It's exciting to meet some celebrities. Thank
you very much. Oh, that's good.
Oh. Listen to the podcast.
Yeah, well, I do try and explain it for people that don't watch the show. The idea is it's supposed to be ridiculous and silly. Yeah. It's meant to be funny. So... Ideally, someone who's never watched the show could listen to us and understand what's going on because we explain everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, talk about, episodes, say, 100 episodes of the past and link it back in and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
Well, Kate, who's not here, third household, she's watched, and she's very detail-driven, so she brings up things.
She's
like
watched everything since the 80s, and she walked down the aisle to Suddenly by Angry Anderson, Kylie and Jason's wedding song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I think what you're doing is awesome.
Oh, thanks. You do is pretty awesome too.
Lockdown's
my
it's just nuts, isn't it?
But also if it was a bushfire, no one would argue. It's like, I can see the fire. I have to go into my house or whatever. But because people can't see a virus, they don't know what to...
I'm surprised. You'll be at a bushfire checkpoint and there's different categories or whatever. And usually when it's a disaster zone, there's a whatever category.
Yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And you get kind of, you can't go in there. And they go, I need to go down there. And I'm like, make sure there's a fire.
Yeah.
And then they argue with you. I'm like, look.
Wow. So even my analogy is not true. Yeah.
I feel like sometimes if you just had the sign and the police weren't there, people would send signs and go, that's pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
But because they're frustrated, maybe they've been away from home for 7 or 8 days.
Yeah. Or someone I can convince is here.
They want to argue with someone or just vent.
Yeah.
But now it's 250 days into a lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just
But even those rioters, those protesters, do you think our kids got out on the streets when they couldn't go to the playground, and freaking marched? No.
As a parent, that was the hardest
part. Yeah.
That was that was hard.
That's rough, especially seeing them all taped up.
'Cause I've got a 9-month-old, right? And going to the park was sometimes you just have to get that,
Definitely. You say, I've got a 16-month-old.
Yeah,
and it's
teething.
He doesn't care where we go, but it's it changes up the day.
Yeah.
It puts a punctuation point.
And the travel there, being there, then the travel home, all of a sudden you're it's almost dinner time.
Then they sleep well. And
you've got
that
golden light at the end of the day, bedtime.
Yeah.
But then when you're at home, that was really hard. And some of the PSOs and all the rest of it and the police that were doing the patrols, they were having to go to parks and speak to parents and
that's tough.
And you're that's tough.
Yeah, yeah,
tough. Because I can relate,
Yeah, half of them can.
Hopefully, once we're out of it, people will, still be get a bit of what they wanted and then still be able to behave. I don't know.
Well, I recently moved away from the Chapel Street area.
Oh.
I remember when the first lockdown ended. That Chapel Street was just nuts.
Wow.
I couldn't book in anywhere, you know what I mean? I was 50 metres from Chapel Street, I couldn't get a dinner booking anywhere.
Wow.
Mm. So you can imagine now when it opens up again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably what they're worried about because they know how many people are going to be and all the rest of it.
Hopefully most of them are vaccinated and then we can...
Yeah.
Sorry for wasting your precious time.
No, okay.
It's good to wrap it up.
We'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't know how to finish it. Now we can be like, look, the police have moved to
somewhere.
You've been given a stern direction from a nasty sergeant.
Well, this will be episode number, 231 or 232 when it comes up.
And in the episode I talk about how there's some unsavouries in the car park. So you can listen and go, I know, I got rid of them.
What's this area normally like? Is there normally weirdos around?
I said that this is the kind of place that people come to exchange things.
Well, during the day our kids play.
During the day it's fine.
Yeah.
It's just because it's off the beaten track kind of thing. So people, and you saw those speed humps, so people obviously used to do doughies in the car park.
I didn't know that's what they were for.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we're gonna talk about.
It was a pleasure. Take care.
Thank you so much.
I hope your night is uneventful.
Take care. Be safe.